The makers of Postum, the favorite mealtime drink in millions of American homes, present those two lovable old characters from the hill country, Mum and Abner. Before we visit Pine Ridge and find out what's happening to Mum and Abner, I want you to know what happened to another very good friend of mine. Up until 2 months ago, he never knew what it was to miss a night's sleep. He'd even boast about it, said he could turn off the light and be sound asleep before the room got dark. But one night he didn't drop off so easily. He found himself lying in bed, staring wide awake at the darkness, tossing and turning and counting sheep, doing all the things people do trying to make sleep come. And that went on, night after night. What had happened to that man? What had changed him from a person who could fall asleep during a thunderstorm to a tossing, turning, restless, wide-eyed insomniac? It was nerves. Coffee nerves. Nervous indigestion, or nervous exhaustion, or you're irritable, and you think coffee nerves may be responsible, or partly responsible, by all means switch to Postum. Postum cannot make you nervous, cannot keep you awake. It contains no caffeine or stimulant of any kind. So enjoy cheering, full-bodied Postum, steamy in the cup. Drink it at meals instead of coffee. And then, in just 2 weeks, see if your nerves aren't steadier. See if you aren't sleeping soundly again. See if you don't thank the day you switched to Postum. And now, let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Friends, you know the women of Pine Ridge have destroyed the purpose of the Men's Protective Association by locking their husbands out of their houses. And this morning, the two associations are having a joint mass meeting in an attempt to reach some sort of compromise. As we look in on the little community today, we find Lum and Cedric over at the Jot 'em Down store discussing the matter. Listen.
The honor he comes. I reckon the meeting's over.
Well,
Abner's coming up out there. I say, I reckon the mass meeting of the Men and Women's Protective Association's over.
Oh, yes, Mom. How come them having a meeting this time of day, Mr. Mom?
Well, these men around here decided to give up their Men's Protective Association and go home, and I grannies their wives wouldn't let them do it. So they had a joint meeting of the two organizations to see if they couldn't come to some sort of an agreement.
Yes, Mom.
Grannies, I'm glad me and you wasn't mixed up in this thing, Cedric. Had the whole town tore up.
Yes, Mom, it sure has. Be glad to get Paul back home where he can help me do the chores. He's been having to stay down there at the tourist camp.
Yeah, well, I imagine they'll all be home tonight. I know good and well the women folks got whatever they're asking for. I told these men around here all along they never had a chance. Is the meeting over, Abner?
Yeah, all over. Everything settled. Going home tonight.
Well, that's fine. Glad to see it settled. Well, good.
We had to agree to an awful lot of stuff, but I'd have did anything to get to go home.
Oh, yeah. Well, you fellas will know better than to try to organize something like that again.
Yeah.
Women folks is going to run the household. You just may as well make up your minds to that.
Yeah, it was a mistake. Ain't no doubts about it. They had us dead for rights.
Was there much arguing going on down there, Mr. Abner?
No. They just told us what we'd have to do, and we all agreed to it.
I thought you might end up in a gang fight or something.
No. Mose Mootsy's woman, the president of the organization, got up and made a little talk. Said they're going to keep this woman's organization.
Keep it?
Yep. Think it's a fine thing for the town.
Well, it might be.
They're demanding equal rights to the men. They run us all out, and they're having a meeting now to figure out how they can improve the town.
Well, that's all right. An organization like that working for the improvement of the town might be just what we're needing around here.
Yeah, might be.
Now, Granny's as mayor of Pine Ridge, I'll work with them, too. Wish I'd have been there, I'd have told them that.
Yeah, well, they'll more likely be calling on you. I know that I'm sure glad it's all over, man. I'll tell you that.
Yeah, the Men's Protective Association is a thing of the past now, huh?
Yeah, we agreed to unorganize and back up this Woman's Protective Association in anything they start out to do.
You did?
Yeah, Squire Skimp was against it, but we voted him down on it.
Yeah, Squire just don't know when he's whipped, that's all.
No, awful stubborn.
Well, I expect I better get back over to the blacksmith shop if that meeting's over. Paul come over and find me gone, he'll about take them pinchers to me again.
Pinchers?
There's some them pinchers he holds the horseshoes with when he douses them in that tub of water there.
Oh.
Grabbed me by the ear yesterday with a pair of them things and led me all over the blacksmith shop.
Well, I do know. I left us all there. Yeah.
Well, come back again, Sandra.
Yeah.
Yes, Mom, I will.
Caleb sure has got his bluff in on Cedric, ain't he?
Yeah, but he thinks the world and all of the boy.
Well, he's got an awful funny way of showing it. Told him the other day if he never stayed in that blacksmith shop better that he's going to put a ring in his nose and tie an anvil on the end of it.
Well, he was just joshing him.
I don't know. He hobbled him last summer. Welded a chain on both legs to keep him from going fishing.
Yeah, that was just for one day. Never hurt him none.
Doggone, he'd nail a pair of horseshoes on him if the notion ever struck him.
I thought I might go out tomorrow and try my luck fishing.
Fishing?
Yeah, Sue Abernathy said he caught a 14-pound catfish out of the river yesterday.
Well, what about the store here? You expecting me to stay here and run it by myself?
Tomorrow's a holiday.
Holiday?
George Washington's birthday, 22nd of February.
Hi, doggy, that's right, ain't it?
Yeah. I ought to send something to Morty, too, I reckon.
Morty?
Morty Brooks.
It ain't her birthday, too, is it?
No, but it's nice to send a little present of some kind on special occasions like that.
Oh.
Let them know who you're thinking about, huh?
Uh-huh.
They got some little Washington birthday pretties out, you know. Hatchets and little cherry trees and one thing or another.
Hatchets?
Yeah.
Well, Dougie, I wouldn't want to send Elizabeth no hatchet. She can't throw a chopping axe, but I wouldn't want to trust her with a hatchet and her mad, I'll tell you that.
Well, they're just little paper hatchets, for goodness sake.
Well, she can't chop nothing with a paper hatchet, Long.
She ain't supposed to chop nothing with it. Just a sort of a trademark of George Washington's. Hatchet and cherry trees.
Well?
It's on account of him always telling the truth, you know.
Hatchets and cherry trees?
Well, he cut down a cherry tree with a hatchet when he was just a kid of a boy, and that made him famous.
Well, I can do that, I bet you.
Well, yeah, but he told off on himself. Admitted to it. His papa come out there and seen the tree was cut down and said, "Who's been cutting down my cherry tree?" And the mama bear said, "No, wait a minute, that's another story."
Huh?
That's the story about the three little bears. "Who's been eating my porridge? Who's been sitting in my chair? Who's been sleeping in my bed?"
Well, don't be looking at me. I never done it.
That's the way the story goes.
Oh. Well, that's a new one on me.
You ain't never heard the story about the three bears?
No. Tell it.
Oh, forget just how it went. A little girl named Goldenlocks wandered out in the woods one day and met a wolf. Oh, wait a minute. That was a little Red Riding Hood.
Who?
It's another story. Anyway, she come to a little cabin and she's getting awful hungry. Wait a minute here. What's the matter with me, anyway? I ain't gonna tell it.
Why not?
I just ain't, that's all.
Ain't it nice?
It's nice enough, all right, but I just...
Well, tell it then.
I ain't going to sit here and tell you no bedtime stories, older fellas you are.
I won't go to sleep.
Them stories is for children.
Oh. Well, that and about George Washington's ain't for children, for I already know that and about him cutting down that cherry tree.
He done a heap more than that. He was the first president of the United States, the father of our country.
The father? Huh?
Don't you know, first in war, first in peace, and first in the hearts of our countrymen.
My doggie, he's in the money every time he run, wasn't he?
And he writ the Declaration of Independence and throwed a silver dollar across the Potomac River.
Well, what'd he do that for?
Just to see if he could, I reckon.
Well, did he go get it?
I don't know. Story never said. I reckon he did, though.
Well, if he never, he's awful careless with his money, I'll say that. I don't just come to think about it, Lum. I seen a picture of him once crossing the river in a boat after it.
Where did you see any such pictures at?
That calendar the hardware company in there at the county seat sent us a couple of years ago.
That was a picture of Washington crossing the Delaware.
Did he throw one across there, too?
No, that was during the war. Don't you know the picture showed all the soldiers sitting down and rowing and him standing up in a boat and ice all around them?
Oh, yeah. Yes, sir, I sat here and looked at that thing 1,000 times. It's a wonder he never dumped the whole passel of them out in the river, standing up in a rowboat. That's dangerous
business. Wait a minute, that was our ring. I'll get it.
Get wet that way or something, I'll tell you.
Hello? Jot 'em down, Stowell. I'm Edward Stalking.
Said they dumped me last summer.
Oh, howdy, Squire. Why, what's the matter? Yeah, Abner told me the ladies was having a meeting over there. They voted to do what? Well, they can't do that. Well, you fellas had no business agreeing to no such thing. Well, I grant it, I won't stand for it. I ain't going to resign from that office for nobody.
What's the matter, Long?
Just a minute, Squire. You and your dad blame Protective Association. You've got things in a fine mess now.
Huh?
You fellas agreed to do anything the women decided, and now they voted to ask every one of the city officials to resign from their office and put a woman in his place.
Woman?
Going to have a woman mayor, a woman chief of police, and everything else. Now, grannies, I won't give up the office. I'll fight them to the last.
Well, it looks like Lum will have to fight the Women's Protective Association by himself. Be with us again next Friday, won't you? And in the meantime, remember that while many people can drink coffee without ill effects, many others cannot. So if you can't sleep or have nervous indigestion or you're irritable and you think coffee nerves may be responsible or even partly responsible, start drinking Postum instead of coffee. For your convenience, Postum comes in two forms. Postum, made as you make coffee, or instant Postum, mixed instantly in the cup. From now on, make your regular mealtime drink Postum. Forget, friends, next Friday evening at this same time, we again go visiting Pine Ridge with Lum and Abner. And say, any fellow who always goes around with a chip on his shoulder is just proving there's more wood above. Lou Crosby speaking. And remember, Postum, your best bet for a good night. Columbia Broadcasting System.